All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, this could be fun. So today we're going to be diving into this book, Attracting Ideal Business Clients, a strategic guide.
Oh, yeah, I've heard good things about this one.
Yeah, this one is, it's packed with really, really great stuff about how to, how to attract the ideal client for your business.
And why that even matters.
And why that matters.
Yeah.
Right, because you know, a lot of times when you're first starting out with your business, or even if you've been in business for a while, you're just kind of like, anyone who will pay me.
Yeah, you're just trying to get clients.
Right, exactly.
You're not really thinking about whether or not it's a good fit for you long term.
Yeah, you're not being picky. You're just like, please give me your money. I'll do whatever you want.
Exactly.
But this book is really all about being really intentional and figuring out who is that perfect client that, you know, you just love working with.
Right. It's a lot about getting clarity about who you want to be working with and why.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, this is going to be a really interesting one. So let's jump in.
Sounds good.
So the first thing that this book talks about is defining your ideal client.
Uh-huh.
And this is, I think, where a lot of people get tripped up. Because they're like, wait, I have to define my ideal client.
Right.
Like, isn't everyone my ideal client?
I mean, how do you even do that?
Right. And how do you even do that? Exactly. So what is the importance of really honing in on that?
Well, I think it's important because, I mean, this book makes a really good point when it says you can't be everything to everyone.
Right.
And if you try to be everything to everyone, you're going to end up being nothing to no one because you're not going to be able to speak to anyone specifically.
Right. It's like that saying, a jack of all trades is a master of none.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so if you can really hone in on who your ideal client is and figure out, you know, what their pain points are, what their desires are, and you know, what makes them tick, then you can speak directly to that person.
And that way you can tailor your marketing message to really resonate with them.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think this is something that is really important for businesses of all sizes.
Yeah.
But I think especially for small businesses or solopreneurs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't have a huge marketing budget.
Right.
You don't have a huge team.
Right.
You know, you need to be really laser focused with your marketing efforts.
Yeah.
And so if you can really figure out who your ideal client is, then you can really target your marketing to them and not waste time and money on people who are never going to buy from you anyway.
And, you know, it's not just about the marketing aspect either. I mean, think about the actual work that you do.
Yeah.
If you're working with clients who are a good fit for you, you're going to enjoy to work more. You're going to be more productive and you're going to get better results with
exactly.
them.
Yeah. When you're excited about the people that you're working with and the projects that you're working on, it just makes everything so much easier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you end up doing a better job. So defining your ideal client, I think, is like the first like foundational step.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, laying the groundwork.
Exactly.
Like you're building a house, you got to have a good foundation.
Yeah. And I love how the book says, you know, it's not just about demographics.
Right.
You know, it's not just about age and gender and location and things like that.
It goes deeper.
Yeah, it goes deeper. It's like, what are their psychographics? Like, what are their values? What are their interests? What are their, you know.
Motivates them.
Yeah, what motivates them?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, what keeps them up at night?
Uh-huh.
What are their pain points?
Yeah.
Like, what problems are they trying to solve?
Right. And what are they hoping to achieve?
Yeah, what are their aspirations?
Right. Because those are the things that are really going to drive their decision making.
Exactly. Yeah. And when you can understand that about your ideal client, then you can really start to craft a message that resonates with them.
Exactly.
So, you know, we've talked about why it's important to define your ideal client.
Yeah.
But how do you actually go about doing that?
Well, I think, you know, one thing you can do is just think about your past clients.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the clients that you've enjoyed working with the most, the ones who, you know, you got great results for, and think about what those clients had in common.
Yeah. I like that. That's a great tip.
And then you can also, you know, think about the problems that you solve.
Right.
And who are the people who are most likely to have those problems?
Right. And who are you most passionate about helping?
Exactly.
Yeah. So once you kind of have a better understanding of who your ideal client is, then the next step is to go out and find them.
Right.
Right. So how do you recommend people do that?
Well, I think, you know, one of the best ways is to think about where your ideal client hangs out. You know, are they on social media? Are they reading certain blogs? Are they going to certain events?
Are they listening to podcasts?
Yeah. Are they listening to podcasts like this one?
Exactly.
And then, you know, once you know where they are, you can start to put yourself out there in those places.
Yeah, and one thing that I found really helpful is to think about the language that your ideal client uses. Because if you can start to use the same language that they use in your marketing materials, then they're going to be more likely to connect with you.
Exactly. You want to speak their language.
Yeah, and I think a good example of this is, if you're selling a product or service that is, really technical, you're not going to want to use a lot of jargon in your marketing materials. Because your ideal client might not understand it. But if you can explain it in a way that is simple and easy to understand, then they're going to be more likely to be interested.
You don't want to alienate them with a bunch of, technical terms that they don't understand.
Exactly. So I think that's a really important thing to keep in mind.
And another thing to think about is, what are the problems that your ideal client is facing, and how can you position your product or service as the solution to those problems?
And I think this is something that a lot of people get wrong because they focus too much on the features of their product or service rather than the benefits.
Exactly. Features versus benefit.
Yeah, and people don't buy features, they buy benefits.
So I want to know what's in it for them.
Yeah, they want to know, how's this going to make my life better?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think it's really important to focus on the benefits of your product or service and how it can solve your ideal client's problems.
And I think, one of the best ways to do that is to tell stories because people connect with stories.
Yeah, stories are powerful.
So if you can tell stories about how your product or service has helped other people, then that's going to be really persuasive.
Absolutely. And I think, a lot of times people are afraid to share their own stories, but I think it's really important to do that because it makes you more relatable.
It humanizes you.
Yeah, exactly. And people buy from people that they like and trust. So
Exactly.
yeah, so don't be afraid to share your own story.
Yeah, I
So we've talked about how to find your ideal client and how to craft a message that resonates with them. Now, what about building relationships with them? Like, how do you go from, just attracting them to actually building a relationship with them?
Well, I think, one of the most important things is to provide value. Even before they become a client, share helpful content, give them free advice. Just be helpful.
Be generous. Yeah. And I think, a lot of times people are afraid to give away too much for free. But I think it's really important to do that because it shows that you're an expert.
And it builds trust.
Yeah. And it builds trust. Exactly. And people are more likely to buy from someone that they trust. So yeah, so don't be afraid to give away some valuable content for free.
And another important thing is to follow up. If someone downloads a lead magnet from your website or if they sign up for your email list, don't just let them sit there. Follow up with them, send them an email. Maybe give them a call. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to personalize your follow-up. Don't just send them a generic email. Mention something specific that they did or something that you know about them. Yeah, so make it personal. So we've talked about, how to attract ideal clients, how to craft a message that resonates with them, how to build relationships with them. Is there anything else that you think is important for people to know about this topic?
Well, one thing that I think is really important is to just be patient. It takes time to build a business. It takes time to attract ideal clients. It's not going to happen overnight. So just be patient and keep putting in the work, and eventually you'll start to see results.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point because, a lot of times people get discouraged when they don't see results right away. But, building a business is a marathon, not a sprint. So you just got to keep going. So yeah, I think that's a really great point.
And another thing I would add is, just to keep learning. There's always new things to learn about marketing, about business, about your ideal client. So just, stay curious and keep learning, and you'll be successful.
Yeah, I think that's great advice.
Thanks.
So that was a great deep dive into attracting ideal business clients. I hope you all got a lot out of it. I know I did.
Me too.
So what's one bold step that you, our listeners, can take this week to start attracting more ideal clients into their businesses?
Well, I would say just pick one thing that we talked about today and commit to doing it this week.
Love it.
Whether it's defining your ideal client or crafting a new marketing message or reaching out to someone new, just pick one thing and do it.
Yeah, I love that. Just take action.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining me for this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.